Grant, let me start with you. Welcome to Edgbaston. You're looking forward to getting going.
Yeah, can't wait. T20 competition is really exciting. You know, to come into new culture and try and immerse yourself in that, but then also, you know, the goal of winning trophies, I think, is exciting. We want to start off well and sort of get yourself into a routine of and a blueprint of how to win games.
You've been here for a little while, haven't you? Are you settling in nicely?
Yeah, just sort of 2 weeks. So loving the weather. It's a lot better than Wellington at the moment. Yeah, the weather's probably suiting the Lions rugby at the moment. But yeah, it's beautiful to be here. Great facilities. And Edgbaston, the guys have been fantastic here.
And you've got a bit of experience with county cricket, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played Surrey and Leicester, and then played a number of sort of one-day series here for New Zealand. I love touring England. It's one of the places that you look at the itinerary, and if you see England there, you look forward to it.
What's Edgbaston been like for you in terms of a lucky ground or not?
Played my first one day here, so I made my one day debut, and we were within two balls of winning it when the rain came down and they called the game off at 19.4 overs. We were ahead in the Duckworth Lewis, so it would have been nice to win that game, but yeah, it's special memories. I mean, your debut for your country in one-day cricket, so I enjoyed it, and it certainly has. The ground's changed a little bit since then, but it's beautiful ground.
And Colin, you're just keen to get going now, I guess.
Yeah, definitely keen to get going now. It's been in the country for a while now, but the weather's starting to get good, so should be good fun tomorrow night.
You're settling in with the players. Obviously, you've played a couple of second 11 games, haven't you? You're getting to know them.
Yeah, definitely. The boys have been good. And a good bunch of lads. They train hard, work hard, so hopefully we win hard too.
And the experience of playing in the IPL, how valuable has that been?
In terms of different places to play in the wickets and stuff, and in the big, because it's so massive, makes it easier coming to different places, I suppose.
And Grant, what are your thoughts on this competition? Because its format is slightly different from a lot of the ones around the world.
I guess it's different in regards to how many teams you got. But yeah, the cricket's the same. I mean, you know, it's white leather ball, and it's about playing fearless cricket and enjoying it, having a bit of fun, having a little bit of buzz around the team. I think we've got a team that we can mix with a lot of experience, and I think experience does count in pressure situations. And T20 cricket, I mean, some people call it hits and giggle, but you know, there is a lot of pressure moments, and they're probably more concentrated. It might be two or three balls during the innings of 20 where, you know, the players have to show their skills. And players are under pressure. Bowlers are under pressure to bowl Yorkers, and batters are under pressure to hit big bombs, like Colin does so well. So, it's an exciting format, and I don't think the skills of the players out there can be underestimated.
And you obviously, you're talking about experience, you know Jeetan Patel well, got a few years between you.
Yeah, Jeet and I played for maybe 7 or 8 years together in Wellington, and he's only got great things to say about the Birmingham Bears and the cricket that he's played here. He's enjoyed himself, and it's nice to be playing with, you know, one of my teammates from back home that plays for Birmingham. But you know, I think what Jeet says about the team and, you know, the legacy that comes with playing for the Bears, I think that, you know, it's a proud county to play for, and hopefully I can add to that legacy.
And Colin, Grant mentioned your sort of big hitting. Is there a sort of pressure on you that you go out there when people expect you to hit sixes?
Nah, definitely not. I just try watch the ball and see it. If I hit it, I hit it. If I miss it.
A couple of times it didn't sort of come off in the IPL, did it? You were sort of out for naught. Does that worry you, or do you just is that just occupational hazard?
Yeah, I think that's cricket in general. Some days you have good days, some days it doesn't go quite your way, but hopefully it does this summer.
And are you going to be around long enough if the Bears make it to finals day?
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely be here the whole way if we get there, hopefully.
That would be quite special if you could be involved in finals day, Grant.
Yeah, the boys keep talking about finals day. They say how special it is and the crowds. I've already had text messages from people in Europe asking if they can get tickets for finals day. So hopefully we are here. I mean, it'll be a very memorable day to be part of.